Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for August 31st. The last one in August, guys. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am joined by Dustin. How you doing, Dustin?
Hey, Taryn, I'm doing good. I hope you're doing all right, man.
Yes, crazy night last night.
Yeah.
Honestly, my Twitter blew up like crazy. Tons and tons of support. I am very thoroughly touched, but please, you do not need to be upset for me. Randy is Randy. But really, it means a lot. There's definitely a Terran army out there that is ready to go to bat for me, and it's very, very, very touching. I'm really genuine about that.
It's got to be a nice feeling to know that when something really just honestly a huge accident, It's nice to know that your supporters will come through. So that's really good to hear.
It is. So thank you, everyone who reached out. It's very, very kind of you. Very sweet. I really mean that. It really was. But anyway, we are here to talk to you about, it's Randy. It's Randy. For people that didn't listen last night, Randy does what Randy does. And,
he has a history.
Yes. He has a lengthy history. Yeah. So we are here to talk to you about the Big Brother 19 live feeds. We're going to tell you everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. And it was really more of the same. Lots of planning for tonight, the live HOH competition that we'll see. It seems like they've already sort of played it. In my mind, because they pretty much know who's going to win at this point.
Yeah, everybody is going around saying this person should throw, this person should try to stick it out. They already have an idea of what they think the challenge or the competition is going to be. So, again, this is another instance where everybody seems to be on the same page, but nobody seems to think that it could possibly be me being the one that's targeted.
Yeah. So we start off the day with Paul. We start off the day with Jason and Kevin, but I didn't really write anything down for that one because they just talk through the same stuff they always do. Paul has a conversation with Alex. This is more of the same as well, but he's just continuing to convince her to throw the HOH competition to Josh and Christmas. And she is continuing to buy this hook, line, and sinker, which is just ridiculous. I really want to see Alex go home.
I think that when we get to the competition, we know that Alex has a very strong competitive streak, and I think that she'll probably kick it into high gear when she's there, but we've got all this convincing going on to tell her to not do that. But really, this is the best case scenario for Paul would be to have, Alex be completely out of the running, let Josh or Christmas do the dirty work. But whether or not she picks up on it, I don't think she's going to pick up on it. I don't think she's that smart. It's whether or not her inner desire to just compete is going to kick in. I think that's what we're going to be looking at.
Yeah. And we saw that before because Paul has actually told Alex before to throw an HOH, and she didn't. That was the one that she won over, I believe it was Raven, and it was a quiz competition, and she ends up trying to win and then does win. I made a fool of myself on Twitter being like, oh, watch, Alex is going to throw this HOH competition, and then she didn't. Yeah. So we could very easily see Alex agree to throw the HOH competition all week, and then when it actually comes to it, go, no, I want to win. I'm in the competition. I'm doing well. I want to win this. Even people that go in with throwing as their strategy can sometimes have trouble actually doing it in the moment because you get very competitive. So it's not a given that she's not going to win, but she has been saying all week long that she's going to be throwing it. Paul seems to be convincing her of that. So that is the current plan. But we also have Christmas talking to Raven about Alex and Jason. They're so cocky. They're talking about jury votes, and like they already think they're in the end. Like that's how cocky they can you believe them? And did you know, Raven? Alex hid Kevin's slop and blamed it on you.
Why are we doing this? Okay, so first of all, they're cocky because they're talking about jury votes. That's when you should turn the question right around to yourself. Like, why are you not talking about jury votes? Why are you not even thinking about one single thing you're doing as you send people out of the house? And secondly, the slop thing, it's just more petty bull crap that, you know, it's more just, okay, now Kevin is the social pariah. Let's do something. And Alex is, you know, one of those big time people who loves to do that. And she has just been ragging on Kevin for so long at this point. Is this news? Maybe to them, but not to us. We've seen this constantly. So it's, you've got to understand that we keep seeing this time and time again. And every time this happens, they keep bringing it up in gossip and as if like, this is the worst thing in the world. And this has never happened before. Why is this happening? It's just it's like you said at the beginning, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes. You know, hopefully we'll get some new stuff to talk about next week, because this week I feel like there was there's definitely some excitement this week, but it has gotten a bit repetitive since the big blow up where it's basically the same thing every day. But this is the last day of the week, so hopefully we get some new material moving forward. So Kevin talks to Jason and says, Alex is going to put me on the block. And Jason's like, yeah, but you'll be sitting next to Raven, and Raven will go home over you. So it's all good. So trying to, like, Jason is still in this position where, like, he's friends with Kevin, he likes Kevin, but he's under the assumption that nobody else likes Kevin because Alex keeps telling him that Kevin is the worst person in the world. And so he feels like, you know, he's still talking to Kevin. He's still trying to help him in any way that he can. Like, you should be like, apologize to Alex. You should talk to her. Like, you should try to mend these fences, but it's just not working. And so Jason feels like he has to go with the majority. Little does he know, the majority is actually on Kevin's side and want him out.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't realize that. But from his perspective, from Jason's perspective, this is the one last thing that he has in his control that's not necessarily game related. He really, really likes this guy. And he sees that everyone is, especially Alex, his closest ally, who is also not in the loop, is dragging his name through the mud. He just wants to be a good guy to Kevin because Kevin has been a good guy to him. And he's just completely blind to the fact that he himself, Jason, is the actual biggest target. All this Kevin talk from everyone else in the house besides Alex is all really just kind of agreeing and going along because, you know, oh yeah, Alex, here she is. She's saying all this stuff about Kevin. We're going to placate her until she and her ally, her closest ally, Jason, are the next ones out. So they're all just playing along. But Jason really, truly, from the bottom of his heart, really wants to make this guy feel comfortable in Kevin. He wants him to feel like he has somebody to talk to and to come to. And if Jason, for whatever, ever reason, actually made it to the end, which I don't see happening, that's at least one solid jury vote I think he could potentially claim, because he's the one guy that's been really good to him.
Yeah. Leslie in the chat points out that Alex said last night on the episode, Jason doesn't like mean and malicious people. Meanwhile, Alex is Jason's trying to tie. So maybe that read isn't that greatest read, actually. So they continue to talk. Kevin says, again, this confusing conversation before the feeds. He says Josh did tell him that Josh had the $25,000. And Kevin was so confused that he actually went to the diary room and asked them, were there two $25,000 prizes? I don't understand what's happening here. Did this happen? Did Kevin tell Josh? Because Josh apparently knew that Kevin had it. And Josh claims that's why he took the golden apple, because he knew Kevin had it. And they knew that Kevin was going to throw that competition anyway. That could be rationalizing after the fact. But you can't deny the fact that Josh did know that Kevin had the $25,000. But Kevin is very adamant about the fact that Josh also told him that he had it, which seems like something Josh might do. So I don't know. I feel like if I had to guess, it's probably that Kevin is confused Like, maybe he was confused initially, or maybe he remembers it wrong. But I think I'm going to go with Josh's story on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Josh's story on this as well, because I don't think Josh is some sort of crazy mastermind where he's building this web of lies to actually incept Kevin into thinking that he did something that he didn't do and that Josh did something that he didn't do. I agree with you. I think Kevin is just confused. And that leaves us, the audience, and the live feed viewing audience really confused as well, considering that we didn't have those first 2 weeks of feeds to really lock down what happened. What I want to see happen is Josh and Kevin both just talk to the camera and really spell out exactly their side of the story and tell us, the audience, I would not lie to you. I'm telling you exactly what happened. And then we can compare notes and really see, you know, what we can piece together with it.
Yeah. And like, the thing about Josh, like, it does make sense that he'd take the golden apple because he knew Kevin was going to throw it.
Right.
But I feel like Josh got in so much trouble for that. If that was really the, if he really like could have thought of that excuse, why didn't he say it earlier? Why didn't he blow up Kevin's spot and be like, look, I know you're all targeting me and I'm probably going to go home next week. But the only reason I did this was because I knew Kevin was going to throw the HOH competition, because I knew he took the $25,000 because he told me. Why is it only coming out now that that was the reason, after so long? That's a little weird to me. But, you know, who knows? We'll put away our detective hats and just accept. Well, we'll ask them postseason and they'll probably give conflicting stories and we'll never know for sure. Kevin does confirm to Jason, obviously, that he has the $25,000, and he asks Jason not to tell anyone. Of course, Jason will then immediately run and tell everyone, because that's what happens in this house. Yeah. And Jason eventually does get Kevin to agree to go and talk to Alex and apologize, because Jason would love nothing more than to get Alex and Kevin back on the same page. Because, man, if those three understood that they should be working together and Alex could get along with Kevin, they were the powerhouse in the house. Like, they could run the house. They have the numbers. There's nobody else that has a solid three. Everybody else is a pair plus Paul, and Paul is everywhere. So if they actually got together and worked together, they could be very powerful. But Alex is just, she's not having it.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure that Alex, everything that she's saying about Kevin, I'm not sure that she actually feels 100% that that's Kevin is really doing some of this stuff, or Kevin is acting in this certain way. I feel like a lot of it is just a facade to kind of to position people, and especially position Jason, to try to make him the next target. And like you said, if they could just get on the same page, all of a sudden, they have the largest chunk of numbers in the house, because, like you said, everybody is two plus Paul. This would be a solid three plus Paul, probably. And then all of a sudden, there's your final three. Kick Paul out and you've got somehow the bizarrest final three I've ever seen in my life, which is Jason, Alex, and Kevin. I don't know who would win in the mix of that. But that would be definitely interesting and something, you know, we're not expecting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was talking for the longest time about how Jason was positioned to win this game almost more than anyone else, because they had those numbers and Kevin was in a great spot as well. I obviously thought Alex was going to have a hard time winning over either of those two, so I didn't think she had much of a chance, but I did feel like that trio is going to be the powerhouse moving forward, and they basically just willingly gave it away with this Kevin Alex feud. Michael in the chat asks, what does Kevin have to apologize about? It's a good question. They talked about how when Kevin spoke with Matt, yes, I believe it was, we talked about it yesterday on the live feed update, about how Kevin had a conversation with Matt where he told him about the $25,000, and he, in that conversation, he also said, Alex is the mastermind. And that's what Alex, quote unquote, was upset about, even though that's obviously not the case. But that's what, like, Jason was harping on, like, she was upset that you called her a mastermind, and that's the only reason why she called you old and leathery and all of these other terrible names. And so you should go apologize to her. Again, obviously Jason knowing that Alex is never going to apologize to Kevin. But anyway, he does get Kevin to agree to this. Kevin's like, fine, I'll talk to her. I'll apologize. Jason goes to Alex. He's like, all right, here we go. I got this. Kevin is going to, he agreed to apologize to you. And she's like, I don't want him to apologize to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to him. I want him to go to the jury house and tell people not to vote for me so that America can see just how bitter he is and they'll hate him.
Hey, solid game plan for winning.
Yeah.
That sounds great. I mean, God, how stupid can you be? I mean, it's getting so frustrating at this point. If someone wants to apologize to you, if someone wants to talk to you, what else do you have to do in this house? Just talk to people and let them squash any beef that you have, at least on the surface. You can still hate this dude from the bottom of your heart, but at least be nice to him and let him think that you've accepted his apology. God, otherwise, you just have no, absolutely zero chance of getting his jury vote, and you are starting to look bad to everybody else because this information will become public. Kevin will say, oh, well, you know, Alex didn't want to apologize to me. And, you know, it's going to carry on to the point where everybody looks at Alex as very bitter, doesn't want to talk to the people that anger her. And she's just painting a bad look for herself in doing this one simple, you know, little thing.
Yes. Leanne points out, they called her a puppet master, not a mastermind. Oh, very important difference. Puppet master, obviously more insulting. So that's really, Jason doing his best to, it's very like middle school where it's just like, trying to get your two friends that hate each other to not hate each other, but one is more popular. So you end up sticking with the more popular one and screwing over the nice one.
He's having to be the peer mediator and it's very stressful for him because again, he genuinely likes both of these people, but, he's gotta go with the side that, more people are in favor of. And it seems at least again, from his perspective, that everybody's bashing Kevin. So he's got to go with Alex.
Yeah. And that's the sad part is that he's wrong about that, right?
Yeah.
He's doing it for he's talking all the time about like, man, our hands are tied. Like there's nothing we can do to save Kevin right now. And it's just like, actually, no, you're completely wrong. Yeah. You're doing all this for nothing. But you know, that's the way the game goes. So yes, Jason goes and he runs and he tells everybody, including, but mostly Paul, about the fact that Kevin confirmed that he had the $25,000 to him. And then we have Josh and Christmas talking. They are talking about next week and their goals with the HOH, because a lot of people are going to be throwing the HOH to them. So Christmas, they were talking about like, well, we should do it with the same plan that that Alex and Jason had, which is let's pretend we're going to be backdooring Kevin. We'll put Alex and Jason on the block. Mm-hmm. But then Christmas was like, is that really going to work? Like, are they really going to believe that Kevin, who has won no competitions, needs to be backdoored? Maybe it's best that we just we're straightforward with it and we just say, sorry, guys.
Yeah, that was the one piece of information that came from her that was like, oh, that actually makes sense. You know, why would you legitimately try to backdoor Kevin when he's displayed no threat whatsoever? Has he won anything other than that $25,000? I don't think he's won a single thing.
He hasn't.
Yeah, so why would you need to backdoor? Just put him straight on the block and let him dig his own grave if that's your actual plan. So they have to find a way to make it look like they're going for a different target, but still put Alex and Jason through the ringer. Obviously, their real target is Jason. Is whatever ruse they do come up with, is Jason going to have the same reaction that Matt had when the veto wasn't used? Is this just going to be on repeat and Jason's going to find himself in the exact same position as his good buddy Matt, where it's like, I can't believe you've done this, you know? And it's going to be this back and forth between the pairs going after each other. And I'm saying all this and I'm starting to realize, not that it's a big secret, that I can kind of see Paul just twiddling his fingers, just going, I can't believe that this is working, because this was his design. It's working out brilliantly. And unless something crazy happens, man, he's doing just a fantastic job.
Yeah, I enjoyed the diary room where he was like, man, what am I going to do? It's not like I control everyone.
Control.
Yeah.
And then they as Randy pointed out last night, they show the little clip of Josh asking Paul, like, should I take a nap? No.
I mean, that level of psychological control does not happen overnight. That is something that is built in. Like, Paul has somehow throughout the season convince people that you need to be awake during these times, asleep during these times. We're going to have conversations. Then, you know, late night is better to have conversations. So he's built this whole kind of atmosphere where people have to rely on what he wants to do, how he wants to structure just a single day to play this game. It's an amazing amount of control. And I respect it more and more every day. If Paul does not win, I will still respect his game in this season more than I did last season for him. And I think he'll go down as one of those really top tier manipulators and heads of an alliance and really a big power player. He may not win, he may win, but I'll still respect it.
Yeah, and I think obviously there's going to be some debate as to, you know, how much of this was because he was a returning vet and a house full of new players, and also there are people that are upset about the advantages. I'm not so much upset about the advantages as much as I am the vet into the new players thing, but you cannot deny the effectiveness of what he's doing, regardless of how you view it or how impressive you want to say it is. It is incredibly effective. Yes, we have a question from Janet who asks, will anyone take the temptation after the HOH this week? Which is a good question, because obviously we had nobody take the temptation last week. And obviously with Alex feeling comfortable enough to throw the HOH to somebody like Josh or Christmas, she'll feel comfortable. Jason will probably feel pretty comfortable. Will they feel like they need, if nobody feels like they're the target, nobody's going to feel like I should rock the boat, right? It won't be until nominations that they figure out, uh-oh, I might be in trouble.
Yeah, but is there any chance that after this week and going into the veto and all the stuff that's been going on, even if Kevin feels comfortable with what Paul is talking to him about and what Jason is talking to him about, I think that Kevin might be our best shot at taking an apple, because I feel like he's really got his back to the wall with everybody kind of coming at him and the attempted plan on his life this past week. If I see anybody doing it, it could be Kevin just going like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. Cause what does he have to lose from his perspective?
Yeah. I think if Josh or Christmas do end up winning this HOH because everyone successfully throws it to them, we're probably not going to see anyone take it. I think they're going to let people feel comfortable all the way up until nominations. Yeah. And then it's going to be, then we'll get the blowups. However, if something goes wrong and Alex wins or Kevin wins, then we'll see. Obviously, I think Alex or Kevin, depending on which one has not won the HOH, will probably take an apple, because they'll know they'll be in trouble. Kevin is very obviously coming for Alex. Alex is very obviously coming for Kevin. So we might see an apple be taken there. But I think more likely than not, we will not see any apples taken from the tree.
Yeah.
So then we have Christmas and Josh, they're talking, and they're also talking about, like, apparently Jason was talking to Josh, and he mentioned to Josh, like, oh, I'm all good as long as I don't get put up on the block next to Alex or Paul. And that really set Josh's alarms off, like, why are you talking about Paul? Like, why does it matter if you're put on the block next to Paul? Like, again, they're just like, they're nearing this line that's like, is Paul doing dirty things? I don't know. No, and then go back down. Nope. Paul's good. We're all good.
Yeah, you just reach that one little limit of where, oh, so Paul is in everybody's alliance, and that's not clear to them. Josh is that one person who is taking that, at least that brief moment, to look at what the truth could be. But like you said, man, it keeps coming back down, back to the status quo. We got a bigger target. We're already painting a big target on somebody. Let's, you know, harass them for a week and we'll just go with that plan. Oh man, Josh is so close to figuring this thing out. If just a few tiny little bits of information come out about Paul, what he's been hiding, who he's been talking to, this could all blow up, but it just hasn't gotten there yet.
Yes. All right. So then they talk about their plans again. They think they can turn Alex and Jason against each other. Like if they turn Alex against Jason, Alex is so easily moldable. They really feel like they can do this. And honestly, they might be able to. I think they're actually not wrong about that. Good on them. Paul joins them. They discuss the importance of making sure that Jason is the first one to go of the two. They want to make sure that Jason does not team up with Kevin after Alex leaves. Obviously, Alex and Kevin have so much bad blood, they never work together. This has been the line for a couple of weeks now. That's not what I want. I want Alex gone first.
Yeah.
So I don't like this, but hopefully we'll see some chicanery happen with the veto.
But that is the worry, though. You get Alex out first and you kill one pair in Jason and Alex, but then you create another pair in Jason and Kevin, because all of a sudden Jason now has no reason to have any kind of distance from Kevin anymore. Alex was the biggest source of distance between Jason and Kevin. So as soon as Alex is gone, he's latching on to Kevin. So you kill one pair, you create another, and it's basically a nullified week.
Yes. So then they talk about, okay, so usually in the Big Brother house, usually what happens is people are like, you know what we need to do? We just need to win HOHs back to back to back to back. And it's like, wow, you're dumb. Why are you like, oh, you need to win all these HOHs? Then sometimes if people have enough control, they talk about, all right, here's what we need to do. This is our eviction order. When we're winning HOH, this is what we'll do. We'll take out this person and then this person and then this person. It's like, all right, I mean, you're really getting ahead of yourself here, but you know, you're doing this. This season, Paul has so much control that they have organized an order in which everyone should win HOH. So next week is supposed to be Christmas. Everyone's going to throw it to Christmas. And then the week following, he wants it to be Raven. They'll all throw it to Raven. And then after that, it'll be Josh. And then Paul will win the final four HOH. So then they also obviously have a boot order. It'll be Jason and then Alex and then Raven and then Kevin. And so basically the entire season is planned out.
Oh, and you know what? Just pops out in my mind the minute you said that HOH order is like, ooh, Paul gets a final four HOH. That's, you know what? That's really great, because that's the one HOH where you're eligible to win the next one and choose who sits beside you.
Yeah. What a coincidence. Oh, man.
Yes.
Funny how it worked out that way, that it's my best option to win the best HOH and keep myself safe and then make my way to the end.
Yeah. Mm. Meanwhile, up until that point, you guys can all kick out each other and I don't have to worry about any of this. Good plan. Good plan, everyone. Oh, my God.
It's crazy. And like the thing is, like, again, normally we'd see this and we'd make fun of it, because it's like, you think you've got control of this game. Just wait until Big Brother is done with you. But this really could be the outline for the rest of the season. This could be exactly like, we could be predicting the future right now.
Yeah. If that plays out, I will not be surprised. And I will look at that and say, wow, Paul is a genius. Congratulations. Here's your money.
Yes, I will say the silver lining here is that I don't think, even though Paul discussed this order with Christmas and Josh, I don't think he's going to stick to it. I do think he's going to pull some trickery and be like, actually, at final five, I'm going to cut maybe like Josh first or Kevin first. I do think he'll ultimately realize that Raven is definitely somebody he wants to take to the final three, and he'll end up pulling some fast ones on Christmas and Josh in order to make that happen, which will add a little bit of excitement to that final week. But but for the most part, this is really set and they're really going for it. So again, here's what I'm hoping for, right? I really want Kevin to win tonight's HOH. I'll talk about it. Okay, we're close enough to it. Paul tries to get Kevin to throw the HOH tonight. He says, you should throw it to Josh and Christmas. It'll all be good. Kevin asks, who will they nominate? Paul's like, don't worry about it. Just trust me. You need to throw it to them. He's like, but I want to see my family. He's like, no. Don't. It's not the time. And so Kevin agrees, but it's kind of reluctantly. So I do think, I'm not sure that Kevin is in on this idea that he's going to throw the HOH. He did agree to it, but there was enough reluctance that I'd say, like, if he sees the opportunity to, I do think he'll try to win. Paul does talked to Christmas afterward and says, you should reinforce this idea to Kevin that he should throw it. So there's a little bit of like, will he, won't he? And then even if he does try to win, can he? But for the most part, it's still a possibility that Kevin wins.
Everybody's assuming that this is going to be a day's competition, a memory competition. How does Kevin fare in that scenario? I know everybody's been studying, and Kevin has played dumb in some instances in terms of how much he can remember. Do you think Kevin can pull that off?
Yeah, that's the thing. In the beginning of the game, it was very much like, play down how smart you are. You need to play dumb. But then as the game has progressed, he hasn't won a single thing. I don't really hear him studying very much. So it's hard to say that he has like the best shot in the world. But with so many people trying to throw the competition, if he's one of the few people that's trying to win and then just gets a bit lucky,
he could pull a Steve Moses and accidentally win that challenge.
He is knowledgeable enough that I feel like he can win a competition. I just don't know if he's better than people like Paul and Alex, but since Paul and Alex are both throwing, I do think he's got in there with somewhat of a shot. I think he can beat Josh and Christmas in questions. So that would be best case scenario, because if Kevin wins HOH, he's gonna gun for Alex. He's never gonna put Jason on the block, although God, you never know. You never know what Paul's going to be able to convince him to do. But for the most part, hopefully he'd never put Jason on the block, which would mean we'd get Alex out this week. Kevin would be HOH. It would disrupt the plans at least a little bit. And then Jason would totally, you'd hope that Jason would be then like woke to the fact that he needs to be winning. And we could see some more wrenches thrown into this this very set order for everything to happen.
Man, you really got it out for Alex, right? Like you, this one little scenario
I'm
that
tired
could potentially
of having to talk about how mean she is. I want to talk about game, not about how she's a meanie pants.
Yeah, she is a meanie pants for sure. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah. I feel like Alex, if Alex is gone, then, you know, we can just talk about how annoying Christmas is and how crazy Josh is and how dumb Jason is. We don't have to talk about how mean Alex is. That's much better for me. Stephanie says, Melissa is rubbing off on me.
You're exposed.
We had a very long conversation for the Taryn show. I'm starting to get infected with the Alex hate. We also had, as Josh and Christmas were talking about, like, we're totally going to gun for Alex and Jason. Alex is talking about gunning hard for Kevin. And this is when Jason is like, man, there's nothing I can do to save him. My hands are tied. Like, we're just going to have to lose Kevin. Like, all right, dummy. And then also Matt is very happy about all this. He's like, yes, if you guys can take out Jason or Alex, you're in control of the game. And man, Christmas is just the best, isn't she? She's a soldier. She's working hard. She knows she can't win. So she would totally throw herself in front of a bus for you, Raven.
Oh, this is so misguided. Matt, he seems like a smart guy. All right. He seems like the kind of guy that, you know, does well in his career, is a smart guy, like, book wise. But the common sense, how is he so delusional? How is he so delusional that any one of those people? And I know that we've had a season where we've constantly complained about how nobody is playing for the $500,000. But we have not had a season where everybody is playing for Raven. And he is convinced of this. He is convinced that everybody will do what he does and just lay down and die. And I can't remember a time where, much like with you and our good friend Alex on the show, I can't remember a time where I've been so happy to see somebody leave this game show. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. I will say there's a tiny part of me that's like, you are so dumb and loyal and supportive of your friends. And like everything about Matt is just like, I really just want to genuinely help Raven win. And I'm so happy that I'm friends with Paul and Christmas, these wonderful people. Like there's just a little bit of me that's like, yeah, that's kind of nice. it's a little bit nice. Like, if you weren't in the context of the game, I'd respect the fact that you're like, you know, you're a bro, I guess you'd call yourself. And I definitely have sympathy for people who are very supportive of people that they maybe shouldn't be supportive of because they've been tricked at the moment. So. It's just, you know, there's a little bit of me that's like, you know, I feel a little bit bad, but then I remember that he's in this game. He's playing Big Brother and he's supposed to be entertainment for me. What are you doing? What are you doing, Matt?
Let's not forget. Also, we have, what is it? 9 more hours, 8 more or 10 more hours until this show goes on. Something crazy could happen. Matt could stay in the show. Matt could stay in the game.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to
Yeah, it's just like it's a situation where it's a little bit reversed. Obviously, Matt has been somebody who hasn't been like of all the people in the house, he's probably been one of the least bad in terms of like viciousness and all of that. I would say, I mean, the way that he went after like Jason's like manhood in the whole blow up was like kind of gross. But apart from that, like, I mean, that's like peanuts compared to basically what everyone else in the house has been doing. It is a situation where it's like he's kind of just like a really boring but pretty decent like dude who's just in this house, and like we all hate him because this is not where he belongs. He should not be in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. Why was he cast?
Yeah.
That's the question.
All right. So, yeah, that's basically all we've got for you today. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. But we will be live tonight after the live eviction show. Ramses will be on with... I don't remember who's going to be on with Ramses, but we will be talking to Ramses, and we will be talking about, hopefully we'll have a new HOH winner. We'll see what's going to be happening this week. Matt will receive his penalty vote. Matt will be going home, I imagine.
They haven't mentioned that on the show yet, by the way.
Yeah, well, so, it happened after the veto ceremony. So yeah, this episode is going to be pretty good, I think, actually. Like, we're going to get the veto ceremony, the blow up from the veto ceremony. We're going to see Matt... it's gonna be great. And then we're gonna see Matt's penalty vote, and then we'll get the new HOH, and hopefully it'll be Kevin, and they can be celebrating on the podcast tonight. So make sure you check out my my Taran Show episode with Melissa Denny. I had a really, really awesome fun time talking to Melissa. She's so awesome. Love Melissa. So check it out. And make sure you join us tomorrow at noon Eastern. We will update you on everything that happens after the HOH. We'll probably be able to talk about what the nominations will be, what the week will look like. That'll be a lot of fun. And make sure you follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taran. Almost said Brent. Dustin, what's your Twitter?
I'm at Dustin T West. Go there if you want to be bored out of your mind, because I'm one of those people that only tweets if, like, you know, somebody gets shot and killed. Like, it's not going to happen. I don't tweet a lot. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook. I'll friend request everybody. I do a lot more there.
Yes. Hopefully, you're more articulate than me going Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.